Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're learning through the Shiur of Rabbi Kiva Egil and Simon Lamed Zayin and Aruch Chaim. And he had a shaila here from a certain Rav named Rav Rabbi Avner from the Kehillah Kedosha Stoshov. And he had asked him about a shaila where somebody had a pregnant cow. And the question was, this pregnant cow, it was a Suffolk Mevakeres. It was a suffolk if inside the cow was a b'chor or not. So he wanted to, owner wanted to sell to a goy to be mafkia from the vlad, the din b'chor. It was only sold with kesef, kashita sarashi, you can sell to a goy with kesef. In the end, the animal was moshech, the goy was moshech, the animal, to graze with its other animals. There was no kavanas kinyan with the meshicha. So shaila is, what's the din of this b'chor, or suffolk b'chor that was born? And we discussed that previous year at length already. And one of the rayas that the shoyel brought was from the, that you need kavana lekinyan, was from the Beis Yosef b'shem Arosh in Gittin on daf 77b. The Gemara is talking about a person who's a shchiv meva. He is a dangerously ill person who wants to give his wife a get. Katav b'shat erev shel knisat Shabbat. Katav et haget. He didn't manage to give it to her before Shabbos. The next day he was in very great danger of dying. They came before Rava to ask what to do. And he said, go tell him to be makne, the place where the get is sitting, and then she should go and close and open the door of the room and thereby make a kin chazaka, because if one lacks or fences in a breach or makes a breach, it's a chazaka. So make a kin chazaka on the karka, and memela be kind of the get. Kinyan Agav. That's the Gemara. Rishonim, some say that, learn from this Gemara, that a Kinyan Chazaka can only be done, can be done even if one just opens the door or closes the door. You don't have to do both. The Rosh argues. He says, no, only locking the door works. We need a mice that's nicker, that a person that has bilus. So therefore, locking it is a mice that shows bilus. And the opening it is lav dafka, or maybe it's dafka. Because locking it alone is not... doesn't show the bilus of the woman. A lot of times a woman can lock something that belongs to her husband, it's not hers. So Gemara says, no, you need to lock and open. It shows that the locking was the shame, kinyan chazaka shel bilus. Rakopanim, you have to show that you're bilus. The Shoyel wants to learn from this, that we require kavanas kinyan. So if we require kavanas kinyan, so maybe when this guy was did meshicha on the animal, which is a good kinyan for a goy lefi Rabbeinu Tam, that's not enough because he didn't have kavana. Ad kan hachachas ha-shayel. One moreinu v'rabeinu, moor einenu, moor ha-goyla, Rabbi Kiva Egil. Gam ma shekosev malas kvoy tu rosoi, rayo midivrei ha-rosh, gabi teichud v'tiftach, deboi she yiskaven ha-koyne liknois, ein ze rayo. You wanted to bring a raya with regard to locking and opening, that there has to be kavanas kinyan. You saw that from the Rosh. Locking shows kavanas kinyan, but opening doesn't. Or you need both lock and open to show kavanas kinyan. You already need kavanas kinyan. Ein ze raya. Lo, ein lecha po raya. Why not? Let's see the lashon of Rabbeinu. The ikel kavonas harosh, the kinyan chazak lo yhavi ala b'maisa shimush, she'ashimush ahu moire l'shimush ka'odam ha'oise b'shaloi. Mishum hachi b'ne'ila l'chud, like a kinyan. The maisa zu kevin she'efshel la da'osisa, kach lishmo chefetz baila, she'regila, b'chol pam, ve'ein shimush ha'muchachas v'nikr la'inei ha'royim she'ashimush l'toivosa. What the Gerush means is that a kinyan chazak is a maisa shimush. The shimush shows that he's doing in his own property. And therefore, Ne'ila alone is not enough. Because doing the Maisa Zu, this Maisa, came into Evshel the Osta, Kach, maybe it's possible that she did this Maisa, Lishmol Chefetz Baila, to guard the object of her husband, Sheregila B'chol Pam, that she's accustomed to doing this all the time. Ve'ein Shimusha Muchachas, V'nikir Le'ene Haroyim. And the usage is not clear to the eyes of those who see. She'ashimush l'toivasa, that is for her own benefit, this use. Mishum hochi bo'inan she'tachzor v'tiftach. Di niker o'muchach mitoch ha'maisa atzmoi, de'hane'ila b'toiras shimush kechef tzabalim moiche. We require that she should go back and open it, because that shows and makes it clear from the mice itself that the locking was b'toras shimush, was done as a usage, k'cheftza, as she desires, b'li moicha, without a protest. V'ikara davar, v'kinyin chazoke, the mice shimush, talya b'nikir ha'maisa le'ine aroyim. And the primary idea of this matter is that a kinyan chazaka of a maisa shimush depends on whether it is recognizable, this act is recognizable to the eyes of those who see it, but does not depend on the kavana of the machzik. Va'afi mamar tchila bifnei edim shekavanasu b'ne'ila l'shem kinyan. And even if he said originally, in front of Aden, that he intends to lack for the sake of Kenyan. Again, Kenyan Chazaka is Talui bin Nikar HaMaisa L'Eni HaRayim. It's not Talui in his Kavanah, Talui in the Kavanah of the people watching. And even if he said he wants to do a Kenyan, with Ne'ila, with lacking, Kevin Shein Nikar Mitoch Maisa HaNe'ile, Lo Have Ne'ila Maisa Kenyan. Since it's not nikkur from the mice and the ila itself, the Gemara says, and if it's bedafka, then it's bedafka. The Gemara says you need skira and ni'ila and psicha. So since it's not nikkur mitoch mice and ila, the ni'ila is not a mice kinyan. V'raya leze, me'ahi uvda digitin. The might sichin the techut v'tiftach hayesh takana b'ne'ila l'chud. And the raya is from that ma'isin gittin. What do you need? Locking and opening. Just let her lock. Let her say in front of Edim. She'toymar tchila bifnei Edim. Let her say in front of Edim that she's locking it for the sake of the kinyan chazoket. So it must be, since the ma'isin ne'ila does not show that to others that one is using it for one's own needs, because maybe she's just lacking for her husband, it's not for herself. It's not called a chazoket. V'chein mash midivrei asma, the kasev umadikatani b'mishna no aluchud mishut hachazoka miskayemes, boi luchud l'achr sheyiftach. It says in the Mishnah, Noal poratz ugodar ze chazoke. Why does it say in the Mishnah only Noal? What about leftoach? The chazoke miskayem is boi lechud la'achr sheyiftach. Ayin sham. The Ein Echinami answers the Sma. We require Ne'ilah and Psicha. The Mishnah only said Ne'ilah because that's the Ikka Gufa Kinyan. That the Chazakah miskemes by Lechud after he opens it up and it's recognizable retroactively that the Ne'ilah was L'shem Chazakah. Why did the Sma not answer simply that the Mishnah is talking about where we know that he was not L'shem Kinyan? Or the Baal HaBayis is Maida that he wasn't the Mitzaveh that he should guard. So he was not L'shem Kinyan. Why don't we say that's what the Mishnah is talking about? The reason all you need is an Ne'ilah is because the Kavanah is clear to us. If the Kavanah is clear, you only need an Ne'ilah. If the Kavanah is not clear, you need both. Why don't the Sma answer that? The answer is because even if we know that the Kavanah is L'shem Kinyan, it's not effective. Because it's not tolerating the Kavanah of the Machzik. It's tolerating the Maisa Moichiach. V'imken yesh lemar v'kinyan gamol kagoin godar u'poratz af b'loi Kavanah mahani. And if so, we can say that if it's a Kinyan Gamur, like Godar, fenced it in, Paratz, he made a breach. Even without Kavanah, it's effective. So in other words, the point is, that what Rabbeinu is making, is that you don't need a Kinyan, Kavanah's Kinyan. It needs to be evident to the people watching. That's why either you need both, Noel, opening it and locking it, or locking it as alone. But the point is that people who see it know that it's a kinyan. But you don't have to have kavanas kinyan. V'chinami benido in didon b'kinyan meshiche dehamaisu hu b'shleimus enoi machzik chisor in hakavone. Here also by kinyan meshicha, that the maisa is a maisa that's done b'shleimus. So chisorin of kavana is not mazik. He did a ma'aseh b'shleimus, this guy. He did his meshiche. So memela, it's his animal. There's a shutfus now in the animal. The animal's part of me b'choira. That's why he's making the kinyan. So it's not mazik. He saw in kavana kevin dilu ayim mechavin leknoitz meshicha zu ayakoyne. After belavach he moish cholichim shar b'em skedar chayim be ma'aseh mochichin alada itzem mishum kinyan ba'afilu achim ahani. Achinam yishlomo da'afilu b'loy kavana mahani. Ben bezeh nidnut rayam ne'arosh. So if you have a maisa that's moichiach and a kinyan, that's enough, even without its explicit kavana for a kinyan. So you don't have to have explicit kavanah. As long as he did a proper ma'aseh kinyan, that's enough. And here he did a proper ma'aseh kinyan. So kavanah l'shem kinyan doesn't help if you don't do a proper ma'aseh kinyan. But a proper ma'aseh kinyan is effective even without kavanah l'kinyan. And here the guy did a proper Maisa Kinyan. So the Shoyal wanted to bring a Raya that you need Kavana. And that's why you need Ne'ilah and Psicha. And Rabbeinu says, no, you don't need Kavana at all. You just need a proper Maisa Kinyan. Kevin the Sovar Ha'akum the Shalohu Umoshech Es Shaloi Have Meshicha Ma'alya Choshav L'Takein V'Takanaso Kalkalosoi. The Shoyal had a Sivava. But even if we say that you need Kavana L'Kinyan, maybe Kavana L'Kinyan is only a Chisorin when you think that it's not yours. But if you think it's yours and you do a Maisa Kinyan, That's affecting me enough, Kavana Lekinyan, because you think it's yours. And Rabbeinu answers, Adraba, Ipcha Mistabra, Ahefech, Hu Anachon. Sheim Savur Shehu Shelo. If he thinks it's Choshev L'taka and you wanted to fix Rabbi, Harav Rabbi Avner Shlita, and Takanasa, you're fixing is Kalkalasa. It's really a corruption. You're messing it up. Because Adraba Punkt Fakert, as they used to say back in Poland. When he thinks it's his, loy mikri kinyan, it's not called a kinyan, and we've discussed this so many times in the past. V'sugya mefureshes biyavom estaf nun beis ha'oider b'nichse hager v'katzavar shehu shaloi loy kano. If one does a mice of hoeing, which is a mice of chazak on the karka, in the nechasim of a ger. He didn't know it was the nechasim of the ger, and that the ger had died, and now it's good for the pickings. Anyone can take it. Ger is no yorshim. So he does a maisa kinyan, and he thinks it's his. Loikana. V'chein b'tur chayshin mishpat v'im kosav loy. Hashtar. Acher shekibel amois v'hechzik boi kama shonim. V'loy l'shem kinyanim. He has savar shem yaspik shtar loy mahani ad kan l'shoinoi. Dainu. The Tur Paskins in Kuftzari Dalit. Sivhei. That we Paskin above a basra. 54b. Nichsei akum harehim kimidbor. That the possessions of a goy are like a desert. The Israel shenosan kesef la'akum al mechosav. If a Jew gives money to a goy for his property, what happens? Mechimot zuze liyodi de'akum. When the goy gets his money, istalek le'ha'akum. The goy now goes away because his whole kinyan b'kesef is to be makne. Now he's done with it. V'Yisroel loikani, but the Jew only takes possession of it b'shtara. So after they were the shtar, so after the goy was makabel the kesef, the nechasim are now hefker, the possessions are now ownerless, because through the money the goy was makne melushusoy, and the Yisrael wasn't kind of a kinyan amoyel. V'yochad kol echad liskoyz boy, v'gam ein akum yochad lichtov shtar alav achar shekibel la kesef shekvar istalek minei v'ein loy shaychus afilu lichtov alav shtar. The goy can't write a shtar after he was makabel kesef because he was already mistalik. And since he was already mistalik, ein lo shaychus afilu lichtov alav shtar. And on this the Torah writes that if the Jew gives money and then afterwards the guy writes the shtar, that doesn't work. Again, why doesn't it work? Because after the giving of the money, the property doesn't belong to the guy anymore. So im yismoch ha-Yisroel al ha-shtar hazeh v'lo yachzik be ha-Yisroel l'shem kinyan, if afterwards the guy writes a shtar, which is ineffective, if the Jew relies on this shtar, and he doesn't hold on to the shtar for the sake of a kinyan, because that he's holding on to it when he's maxing in this property, it's not l'shem kinyan. Because again, what happened was he gave the guy money. He gave the guy money, and then the guy wrote him a shtar. So when he gives the guy money, the guy's mistalik. The shtar is not going to be effective, because the guy has no shaykhus to the karka anymore. So if the Jew is soymich on this shtar, And he says, ah, oh, here I have a shtar. The guy gave me a shtar. The shtar is not an effective shtar, but he's samech on the shtar. And he's not machzik l'shem kinyan. Why? When he does a chazok on the karka, he's not machzik the karka l'shem kinyan. Why not? Because he thinks that he owns the karka without the chazokah. He has a shtar. So he's samech on the shtar. He's not samech on the chazok, on the kinyan chazokah. Rabbi Zoi, even after a number of years, somebody else can be zoich in this land because the shtar is garnished. He didn't have a kavana for any other kinyan. So what's happening over here? He has kavana for kinyan shtar. Kinyan shtar is not effective. So memela, there's no kinyan at all. Even though he made did a maisi kinyan, even though he did a kinyan chazak, it doesn't matter because he had kavana for kinyan shtar. So what does that show? The shoyel wanted to say that if you think it's yours and you do a maisi kinyan, that's enough. And therefore this roya, this guy, roya, this shepherd, did a maisi kinyan and he thought it was his and that's enough. You see from this halacha fakert, you see that he thought the land was his because he had a shtar, he was samech on the shtar, but it really wasn't because the shtar is garnished because the guy can't write the shtar anymore because he already gave it. Sold it with kesef, it's not his anymore. Memela, now that the Jew does a kinyan chazaka, it's not going to be effective, that kinyan chazaka, because he's samech on the shtar. So you see that if you do a maisa kinyan, and you don't have proper kavana for the kinyan, it's no good. So he's doicha what the shoyel wanted to say, it's fakert. Shoyel wanted to say that if it's really yours and you do a maisa kinyan, it's fine. Meaning if you think it's yours and you do a maisa kinyan, even though you don't know that, even though that maisa kinyan is ineffective since you think it's yours, Meaning you think it's yours, you did a maisa kinyan, but you don't think you need the maisa kinyan because it's yours. Why would you need a maisa kinyan? So he doesn't have proper kavana to be kinyan because he thinks it's his. So the shoyel wanted to say that's fine, but Rabbeinu says it's not fine. It doesn't work because look here, he gave the money, and now he's samech on the shtar that makes it his. So the chazak is no good. Even though he thinks it's his and he's doing a proper maisa kinyan, it doesn't matter. Because since he's fakir, since he thinks it's his, so the maisa kinyan he's doing, he doesn't have kavanas kinyan. It's no good. Doesn't work. So too in our case, he's doing a maisa kinyan because when he thinks it's his, but he doesn't have kavanas kinyan. It doesn't work. This Kenyan Mashiach is not going to be helpful. However, Avenu brings another reason why the Kenyan of the guy should work over here, and that is based on the Gemara in Gitnan Daf Chof. Gemara in full, so he just references it. So we'll see the Gemara inside. The Gemara tells us that Rami Bar Chama asks, "Ohayu muchzakim b'tavla shehi shala." Everybody knew that there was a certain tablet that belonged—not the contemporary tablets—that belonged to a woman, and a get was written on it. V'yoytza mitavari yoytza tavli maget mitachas yado shalabal. And now the husband gives it; he wants him to garish it with his get. There's a get written on this tablet, Do we say that the woman was making the tablet to the Baal and he's Magarisha with this and it's Gerushin? Or maybe she doesn't know to be making it. And Mamela, since it doesn't belong to the husband, she's not divorced.
Because the Niyar of the get has to belong to him. And the Mela, if she didn't give it to him, she wasn't makin it to him, She's not divorced.
So the Gemara wants to be pushed to Shaila from Eidus of Rav Yehuda ben Becerra on a certain kfar that was next to Yerushalayim. There was an Alta Yid over there, and he would lend everybody the Koisev, he'd write the Shtar, the Ksav Yadoi, the Acherim Choismim, and everybody else would sign. And the Maisa came before the Chachamim, and the Chachamim were Machshir the Maisa. That it's a good shtar. Why were they becoming Machshir Ben Sefer from Mikne? The shtar, Yeshal HaMakne, will be shtar Choiv. Hashtar Tzarech Li Yeshal HaLoiv. Shtar Choiv has to belong to the Loveh, because he's makne the Sheba to the Malveh. Veleka, and here we don't have that. Because who did the Shtar belong to? It belonged to the Zaken. It belonged to the Malveh. So how are the Chachamim makshir this? El Alav, Mishum Damrina, and Akneya makne lo. He would be makne the paper. And even though his whole das was that they should give it right back to him, but still, it works. And so too we can say by a get. The woman had Pinchas' das to be makna the tablet to the husband, even though her das was that he's going to give it right back to her. So she had das.
So it was the husband's paper or a tablet. So that's the Gemara Nigitin.
And then the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Omar Kushya. What do you find difficult about the case of this sucking? You want to compare it to the case of the woman. The sage knows that for a document of acquisition to be valid, it is necessary to transfer it legally and fully to the loiva. He knows that he has to be magnet. Shehu chacham v'yeda she'en shtar elim ken makneu lo legamer. He has to give it to him completely. So he has gmiras das to give it to the loiva. Avalisha lo yada kulei hai. A woman, excuse me, isn't the greatest tamita chachama. So she doesn't know that she has to be magnet. She thought she's just lending it to him.
So here Rabbeinu quotes the Rashba. Omnam nerali lodin to have Mashiach amaladin e Rashba uchdushakit and hiksha. So on this the Rashba asks, ki maknilu zakin mai have, even if the zakin is maknilu, where's it up? And ilay the zakin maknilu. Afilim yada zakin. Even if the zakin knows that he has to be maknilu, How does he know that the loive was miskav in the knoisai? And how is that different from oider benichse ager? Oider benichse ager, so there's no kinyan. The person doesn't know that he's making a kinyan. See here also, who says that the loive knows that the zaken is being makened in the paper? So he answers, because of the Shlom, the Shani Hecha, the Ikadas Acheres Makanos. He says, Das Acheres Makanos, so we don't need Kavana, the Kinyan Mitzadam Koine. It's enough Kavana Mitzadam Makane. Okay, the Das Acheres Makane Mahani, a Kinyan Afbali Kavana Klau. So you see that with Das Acheres Makane, the Kinyan is effective, even without Kavana at all. Well, if he's in our case as well, also, even the guy wasn't miskavin liknos b'mashicha, but the Jew was miskavin to be makne to him. So that should be enough. Das Acheres Makne. However, Rabbeinu says it's not a raya. After Mizen Ragamul in Idan Shiny Husband, Dakopanam Zakin Rutzalak Nice, Lambikinian Zabal Haka Gama Magnus Server, the Kinian Kesef Mani. Lona Skabin like Nosa Lobby Mashiach Zoo. No, there the Zakin wanted to be Magnus to them, the Shtar. But here the Magnus thought that Kesef Kinian's enough. He didn't have Kavanah to be Magnus. So there's still a lot more to talk about. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we'll be zachut to continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.